We are on the fly, and we are at Vintage. Today is Monday, so that means Vintage Day for my show. And Ray Johnson is a director of Vintage Aviation and also the chairman of Vintage in Review, which is where we are on beautiful Rose Plaza here south of the Vintage Wayfinding Tower. Ray, you have put down put together a great assembly of guests for us today to talk to with really cool stories and airplanes, and this is one of them.
This is extraordinary. It really is. We've had our eye on this airplane for several weeks now, and we were so fortunate to get these folks to showcase their airplane right here on the Vintage and Review stage. With us, we have Gary and Jane Ackerman. They have, and if you're here in Oshkosh, you've already seen this airplane, the 1936 Stinson Reliant Pepsi-Cola airplane. And we have them here. This airplane is right out of the shop. It went right out of the shop and came to Oshkosh.
That's always quite a push. It's Gary. It's Gary, and your name is pronounced Jan.
Yes, it's Jan.
Jan.
In spite of the way it's spelled, just trust me on this.
So. Yeah. So there's always a challenge when you're up against not only wondering about the weather, but also is it all going to come together in time? There's a lot of pressure,
yes.
And it seems like I've brought airplanes to Oshkosh. I know I put a new engine on a 195 one year, and it was right up to the wire to leave, and, you know, I ended up stopping en route to tighten some fittings, and, you know, there's always these challenges, but the airplane is here. Congratulations, because
yes.
I know what an accomplishment that is.
Thank you. It really is, and we're really, really proud of it. The guys at Rare Aircraft did a fantastic job on it. 2 weeks ago today, I was picking up the propeller in Tulsa. We hauled it to Minnesota so they could put it on the airplane in time to fly it and do a little testing before they brought it over here.
You say Minnesota, that would mean that your restoration was done by none other than
Rare Aircraft.
Yeah. Okay.
And they do them all the same. Fantastic job. Beautiful, beautiful work. We knew it was going to be a beautiful airplane. We knew it was going to be an interesting airplane because it's got some history. What we didn't really expect was the fanfare, and Jan and I are new at this. We're like, wow, holy crap, this is cool.
what were you flying to prepare yourself to fly this big?
Oh, I've flown a lot of airplanes in my life, and I probably have 900 or 1,000 hours of tail dragger time, but really and truthfully, just regular airplanes. I have no, maybe 45 minutes of gull wing time. And I have not yet flown this one.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got to taxi in it when we brought it in here to tie it down, and that's it. Ben keeps apologizing. He's like, we'll get it. And I keep saying, Ben, just whatever we need to do, get her done.
Yeah, okay. Well, so, there'll be plenty of opportunity after adventure to go out and play.
Yes.
Yeah. You have some big plans for the airplane? Are you going to run it around to different Stinson shows or meetups or,
you know, this airplane? I guess one of the reasons we did this, I say one of the reasons, one, it's a very cool thing to do, but an airplane with the history like this one has needs to be shared, and Jan and I plan to share it. Our you know, we equipped it to fly from air show to air show. And we've had a couple of offers from museums already. We would love to put your airplane in our museum. And I'm like, that's not why we
did this. It's not a museum airplane.
It's not a museum airplane. And so, yeah, it'll be on the circuit, I guess you'd call it. And we look forward to that.
I'm going to beg you right now, and Ray will join me. Please don't put it in a museum until it's just not, impossible
yeah,
to
yeah,
fly it. But,
yeah.
You know, it's such a gorgeous airplane. And if people want to see it, Ray, how long is it going to be here on Rose
all
Plaza?
Week. It's going to be all week. And an
all
interesting
week.
Side note is the fact that Ben Redmond, he loves that airplane, and he's got a few others down here. And
he
I
does.
Had to, I had to beg and plead to get him to just let us have this one airplane up front here. And he finally.
He's got him on a short leash, does he?
Yeah.
But Gary, Jan, you're a private pilot.
I am.
And tell us, there was a lady that was associated with this airplane at one time.
Yes, one time in its history, it was owned by Evelyn Pinkert Kilgore. And she and her husband had an FBO and did charter flights and other things. But one of the things that's interesting about her is she's the first female CFI. So that's a really big deal, because there just still aren't very many of them. But to be the absolute first is just amazing.
Where did you find the airplane, and what kind of condition was it in?
Oh, my gosh. I found it by accident. Hanging in a shop in Lincoln, California. And literally the bits and pieces were in boxes. The wings were hanging up. Their fuselage was hanging up. If you look at the book that we've got there, you see pictures of, I mean, literally hanging from ropes. And I had to talk the guy into selling it. Kerry Selden was his name. He was, at one point, the conversation got down to, he said, Gary, the airplane's worth three times what you're offering me for it. He said, that's not an issue. He said, what I'm scared to death of is that this airplane will never fly again.
Well, you made sure that wasn't an issue. And were you specifically looking for a Reliance?
I've always loved Reliance. Tom and Jeff Ferraro bought the Shell airplane there on the same airport we're on. And when they brought it home, I was just dying. I couldn't imagine how I was ever going to be able to afford one other than having a project and doing it myself. So I would say I was primed. I wasn't looking for a project, but I was sure open to it. And when he said he wanted help, when Kerry said he wanted help restoring it, it hit me. Oh, Kerry, why don't you just sell this airplane? Nope. I'm going to fly it. And when I promised him that I would make it fly, he said, well, let me think about it.
So this is a 1936 Stenson.
A brand new 1936.
What was the history of the airplane?
Oh, wow. It started out, I don't know if you know the history of how the SR-7 came to be or whether I need to go into that. But it started out, the first company that owned it was Air Services. And they flew it for 2 years. They flew charter. And we think maybe they were a marketing, you know,
a dealer.
And they had it for 2 years. Then they sold it to Pepsi-Cola. The airplane came from the factory with the standard blue and white paint job. So all Pepsi-Cola had to do is put their artwork on it, and it became the Pepsi-Cola airplane. And that's the famous picture that everybody sees.
Mm-hmm.
They flew it for a few years. It was sold to Evelyn. Evelyn sold it to one of the, civilian flight training program companies. They had three campuses they used the airplane on.
Mm-hmm.
When they got rid of it, it went to another school and sat for 6 years and became a derelict, I guess you'd call it. It went downhill from there. It was fixed up at one point, had a fresh annual inspection, but pretty much from there, it never flew again. And everybody that owned it through the chain took it apart, did a little work, took it apart, did a little work, pushed it through, and eventually it was just nothing but boxes and pieces.
Jan, you had a comment you were about to say.
Well, I was going to tell a story, but he beat me to it. Okay. So that's okay.
But it's great that a woman owned this airplane, first CFI. Great history.
Great history.
Yeah. And I want to thank you on behalf of EAA and us here at EAA Radio for bringing the airplane so that we would be able to talk to you and celebrate this accomplishment with you.
That's absolutely right. We're ecstatic that it's up here. Mm-hmm. In the vintage and review area. And
so
you know what? The Ackerman, they saved this airplane.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. They
Otherwise,
saved
it'd
this
still
airplane.
Be in the hanging from ropes.
And it's not going in a museum. That's a wonderful thing.
It's awesome. Thank you very much
for
joining us on EA Radio. And we wish you the best this week. And I know that you're going to have a lot of excitement and activity at your airplane.
We already have.
Enjoy that.